Listening Comprehension 1, Music. Today, I'm happy to welcome psychologist Dr. Paul Miller, an expert on teenage behaviour, to our show. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Miller, again and again, when a young person commits a brutal crime, there are people who say that they did it because of the music they had been listening to. Heavy metal or death metal in most cases.
Yes. One of the most well-known examples where music was blamed for a crime committed by teenagers is the Columbine High School shooting in 1999. Two teenage boys, who were heavy metal fans, went into their high school and started shooting students and teachers. In the end, 12 people were killed and the two boys killed themselves.
How terrible.
After that incident, many people blamed heavy metal music for what had happened at Columbine. They said that listening to this kind of music made young people aggressive, and gave them the idea of acting out their aggression by killing others.
Interesting. Do you also believe that?
Well, not really. After all, music is just music. There are so many people and things that influence teenagers, their parents, their friends and family.
So I need not be worried when I discover my son listening to heavy metal music?
No. Actually, I think that music can help people express themselves and their feelings. When you are happy, you listen to different types of music than when you are sad. Music can also make you more open-minded if you listen to music from different parts of the world. People who play an instrument or sing in a choir say that it helps them to relax and to feel less stressed.
So maybe I should get out my old guitar again, even if I haven't played for years?
Definitely. It's never too late. I'm sure after a long day of work, you will feel how playing some of your favorite music will relax you.
I'll give it a try. Thank you for being with us today, Dr. Miller.
It's been a pleasure.